You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today are John Aranda, Margie Bricky, and Ruben Vogt. John is the president-elect of the Alumni Association, and Ruben is on the Alumni Association board, and Margie is the chapter network coordinator for the UTEP Alumni Relations Office here on campus. Gentlemen and lady, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You're saying ladies and gentlemen, but I'm saying lady and gentlemen.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So when I mentioned UTEP Alumni Relations, a lot of people, and we've talked about this before, Margie, that sometimes people automatically think homecoming and football, and they think that that's the only time that you guys are active. So why don't you kind of bring us up to date with your office and what's been happening since we last talked?
Well, we are much more than that, but you're right. We tend to be associated with the homecoming and the Distinguished Alumni event. Those are kind of key events. Our tailgate parties, obviously, those are just fall. You think football, you think alumni. However, we have just grown tremendously in the last 10, 15 years. So we are active year-round now. We've got anything from our wine tours that we do in April to our summer picnic, like we're going to talk about today. We've just got things going on all the time. Right, guys?
Absolutely.
Now,
yes.
As the coordinator of Chapter Network, does that mean that you're kind of like recruiting and in charge of networks all, not just nationwide, but worldwide?
Indeed. That's what we do. We build these groups or networks of UTEP alumni across the country, and we've got small, intimate little networks, and then we've got bigger coordinated active networks. So that's what I do. That's part of what I do. And these are now across the country from coast to coast. You can find pockets of UTEP alumni that get together on a regular basis. So that's our goal, is to bring these alumni together and reach out to them to have a community wherever they happen to be. And our focus in the last few years has been Texas, because we have such a high concentration of alumni in Dallas and Houston, Austin, San Antonio. But also, you know, you go a little further, and we've got great groups in Washington, D.C., and New York. We've got groups in a group in San Francisco, San Diego. So we're all over the place.
And joining us this morning, as well, as I mentioned, are John Aranda and Ruben Vogt with the Alumni Association. And Ruben and John are here to tell us about some of the things that are happening behind the scenes and across the country here in El Paso. And John is the president-elect. And John, let's start with you. First of all, as the president-elect of the Alumni Association, tell us a little bit about, you know, what you know about behind the scenes, because some people say, well, you know, it's time to make my pledge or donation to Alumni Association, and that's all I have to do. But you guys are very active.
We are very active. We've been fortunate enough to have a great board and a great staff that we work with. Reaching out to community, we are actively trying to increase this number of alums, this alumni base. So it's a daily quest to try to seek out those alum and try to bring them in. You know, first question I usually approach when I approach an alum is whether or not they're a card-carrying member. And, you know, we want to get them involved as a group. Obviously, we've got a wonderful staff, but the events that we have all year round, we want to bring in some new members, go out and recruit, and try to increase this alumni base. But it's important for the board to be active, and it's almost a way of giving back to the university, you know, when we approach this alum. So what university did a lot for you, what can you do for the university now? It's going out and trying to, in our recruiting efforts, and trying to increase those numbers. But much more than that, it's the board itself. We're active. Margie mentioned the tailgate events. Going out, we're there helping set up with the staff too as well. You know, we have the DA dinner, attending those events, just several events that we have throughout the year. And the board is very active. We definitely want to have presence. 3 weeks ago, we had an event at the Chihuahua game. You know, that was a wonderful event. I'll let Ruben talk to that a little bit, but we're trying to actively go out and recruit the young alumni as well. I'm probably one of the more senior members, but I definitely look forward to having the young alumni join us, look forward to their input, and see what we can do as well in increasing these numbers and move forward as well. We want to make this a successful alumni association. You know, obviously, the UTs and Texas Techs have a wonderful association. We would like to increase those numbers and move up there eventually. But we've got a great team, and we look forward to to what we've got in the coming years.
And join us as well as Ruben Vogt. And Ruben, as far as what John was mentioning, the fact that you all are very active. And as you said, it's very important to go after the younger generation, because sometimes, you know, we read in the newspapers or hear in the news about the brain drain, that they go away and they forget about El Paso. But tell us about, you know, your role, why you got interested in the Alumni Association, and what are some of the joys and perhaps even some of the tougher battles that you have to endure as far as getting people to acknowledge.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us here, Louis. As John mentioned, I may be one of the newer members on the board. I've only served for about a year and a few months now, perhaps one of the younger members. And I'm really excited with what we're doing as a relations office, but really reaching out to different facets in our community. One of the areas that I think that we had wanted to focus on but weren't investing in as much was our Young Alumni Network, and that really does start from the bottom up. We have really taken a look and participated with our Student Alumni Association, so we begin to foster that concept of being engaged at the university level, but what can you do after you leave the university and how crucial you are to the development of the university as alumni. As John mentioned, we've also begun to work with our Young Alumni Network. So how can we begin to attract the thousands of individuals who have gained their education from UTEP and are doing fantastic things outside of the university? How do they get to be involved and engaged again? So aside from that, we have tons of special interest groups as well. We've got our LGBTQ network that is also getting re-engaged. These are all important pockets in our community that need to be a part of giving back to our university, because as John mentioned, it's given so much to us.
Now, when you're talking about, you know, being engaged with all these students and different events, some people would say, well, you know, it's probably a hard act to follow because you just came off the centennial celebration. And now what do you do and how do you follow up with this?
There is so much more work that we need to be doing. And I think that we as a board have recognized that. And I'm really excited at the direction that we're going in. I think that the centennial really engaged so many more folks that have previously not been engaged in what's happening at the university and how proud we should be at where we have come from. UTEP really is what many have called Harvard on the border, but we're so much more than that, quite frankly. We offer so much to this university, to this community, that now that we have celebrated our centennial, I think people have opened their eyes to what is coming down the pipeline and how important they will be in the future success of UTEP.
And as Ruben mentioned, coming down the pipeline, a perfect segue for what's coming up the pipeline here, because every summer you all have a picnic, and I think it's like the third or fourth year, am I off? Fourth year. And this is something that is not done just here locally, but it's done nationwide and perhaps even worldwide. Tell us about that, Margie.
Yes, these picnics started in anticipation of celebrating our centennial. So that's how they began 4 years ago. Leading up to our centennial, we wanted to make that big to do. So we started then, but they've really now turned out to be a tradition and it's growing. We've been building these picnics across the country. We're up to, I want to say, over 20 for sure. Maybe 25 across the country, even as far away as Bhutan, the Kingdom of Bhutan in Thimphu. So we've got a lot of alumni engagement going on this one particular project, this picnic. So on Saturday, July the 11th, we are celebrating UTEP, not only in El Paso locally, but all over the country from coast to coast. So you can log on to our website, which is alumni.utep.edu, and see a list of all the cities that we're having picnics that are being held on Saturday, July 11th. And locally here, we have a small change. We are now charging a minimal fee of $10 for adults, $5 for children 12 and under, and $8 for UTEP students. So we're encouraging alumni to come out because along with that, you get all sorts of entertainment and food and fun. We grill hamburgers and hot dogs on site. We've got the traditional side salads and beans. We've got popsicles. We've got a water feature. We've got face painting, a magic show, a balloon artist. It's just a fun-filled family event.
And Margie, I know in the past this picnic has been held at Memorial Park. Are there any changes in the location?
No, we're still at the same location at Memorial Park at 3200 Copper Avenue. However, we do now have a minimal charge, minimal fee. And it costs now $10 for adults, $5 for children 12 and under, and $8 for students.
And what do people need to bring as far as, you know, any foods, anything else?
No, not this year. Before, we would have someone, we would have everyone bring something to the table. However, this year, we're taking care of everything. You just bring yourself. Make sure you, we are encouraging people to go online to purchase their tickets. And they can do that at alumni.utep.edu, or they can call our office at 747-8600 to buy the tickets.
And some people might say, well, Memorial Park is large. It's a beautiful park. But as in the past, it's pretty obvious where it's going to be because you have a huge area reserved.
Right. We're in the enclosed area. Correct.
And as far as the hours, what time do they need to show up?
It's from 5 to 8 this year, so it's a little cooler in the evening. And we've got all kinds of things planned for everybody.
And you mentioned that this is not just here in El Paso. There are other places. And I know last year we focused, I think, on the in Chicago and also New York and Washington. Tell us about perhaps some of the other cities that are, you know, participating in this.
As you said, Chicago, New York, Washington, D.C., Denver, Phoenix, San Francisco, Los Angeles. We're out of Seattle, Miami. We are all over.
And people, as far as, and I guess I should direct this to Ruben and John, if someone perhaps is interested in going in this, but they'll say, well, you know what, I'm not a member yet, or I'm still going to school there, and perhaps I'm graduating this coming December. What do I need to do as far as signing up to become a member and to participate in some of these events?
Louis, thanks for asking that question. We're often asked that, and you know, we've got friends, we've got students, current students right now that want to attend. We're opening it up to anybody here in El Paso, and that goes along with the other locations we have outside of El Paso. But we're leaving it open for anybody that has any interest in UTEP or maybe just want to meet some old friends or catch up with some old colleagues. Great opportunity to meet some new friends as well. We're inviting everybody to come out. We'd ask if we have an alum who's not a member right now that we go ahead and go to the alumni website. Again, the website that we just got from Margie, alumni.utep.edu. So they can just go directly to the website. They can log in, pay for their membership, and, you know, obviously be part of the Minor Nation as well.
And Ruben, you were talking earlier about the younger people and recruiting and a lot of the exciting events that are coming up in 2015-16. What are some of the things that perhaps people, you know, are wondering, well, if I become a member, you know, I'm not available all that time to go to meetings. So why don't you tell us a little bit about meetings, newsletters, and how they can stay in touch with other minors?
Absolutely. There are so many ways for people to remain engaged, from the UTEP Alumni Relations website to the newsletter that goes out on behalf of the university. But we have so many events. The picnic is a fantastic event for us to highlight, and we want everyone in the community who can attend to participate. And as John mentioned, you don't necessarily need to be a member of the Alumni Association. If you didn't attend UTEP, we are more than happy to welcome you as a friend of UTEP. And that is also another facet of being a part of the Alumni Association. You don't have to necessarily have graduated from UTEP. But we have so many events. We don't necessarily focus all of our time in meetings. We like to have social events depending on what's going on. We have, as Margie mentioned, the wine tours. We've got events during homecoming, but really events scattered throughout the entire year. So we make it convenient for people to stay engaged and connected, and we want to make them fun because part of our effort is to ensure that you remain engaged, that you see the value in being not only a donor, and I think that's part of the perception that may keep some people away from being a member of an alumni association, is that you have to become a big donor. We appreciate our donors, and we're so thankful for their generosity. But what we also need is talent. We need people to be engaged and involved and share their expertise so that if one alumni member is looking for a job, you're connected to tens of hundreds of other alumni members who can provide some kind of guidance.
So it's a great networking tool.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And I would imagine this would be also a great recruiting tool if you show up at the picnic and perhaps you're not that familiar with UTEP, but you meet other people who are in your field and they say, well, you know what, they offer this, this, and that.
Absolutely. And really, this can't happen without the support of, as I mentioned earlier, our networks, our special interest groups. I had mentioned the LBGT community, but we also have the UTEP Black Alumni Network, UBAN. We've got COBA, the College of Business Administration group, as well as the College of Education group that is always super involved and active.
Yes, the College of Engineering, COBA, the College of Business Administration, and the UTEP Black Alumni Network are special interest groups that we definitely engage in and grow too.
And Margie, we mentioned the website, but is there a number that they can call?
Sure, sure. They can always call the Office of Alumni Relations. Our number is 747-8600. And they can talk to any one of us who's interested in whatever affinity or college you happen to belong to. You can always call us and ask for information, and we can connect you to the right people. As Ruben said, our outreach is just tenfold because of all the connections that we have and all of our great alumni and engagement that we've been working on throughout the years.
Well, as always, it's been a pleasure talking with you, and we want to thank you very much for joining us. John Aranda, Margie Bricky, and Ruben Vogt with the UTEP Alumni Association and the UTEP Chapter Network Coordinator for the UTEP Alumni Relations Office here on campus. Thank you all very much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Louie.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, DJ Orozco. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sainz.